This is Making Sense of the Media. I'm Steve Newborn with Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies. We in the media can't seem to get enough of Donald Trump, but there was one recent exchange at a convention in New Hampshire that, well, raised a few eyebrows.
So maybe I'm wrong. Maybe you can prove me wrong, but I don't think that you're a friend to woman.
I knew I shouldn't have picked her. All right, so let me give you that answer right now.
Well, Trump then launched into his defense of why he cherishes women, while the woman who asked him the question stands, hands on hip, scowling at the Donald, even arching her eyebrows. But Kelly, there was a little something more to this exchange, right?
Yeah, there was. It turns out that this particular questioner has a connection to the Bush campaign. She's been a volunteer on their campaign, and a lot of Trump supporters made a lot of hay out of this fact. So Trump appeared at this event along with several other candidates, both Republicans and Democrats. The event was called No Labels. It was an all-day symposium for undecided voters. The video of the event was streamed in two different places, and MSNBC actually broadcasted Trump's portion of the event. So while Trump is taking questions, that's when this exchange happens.
I guess the bigger question here is, do campaigns usually send plants? I mean, we've seen guys stalking candidates in chicken costumes. That's been going on for years, right?
Actually, that was my boss who did that back with Gerald Ford. But no kidding, but that's a whole other story. But campaigns do that all the time, but that's not what this was. There were several Trump supporter sites that described her as a staffer for Jeb Bush, but that's wrong. And this wasn't even a campaign event where only Trump was speaking, organized by his campaign. She was there to see all of the candidates, not particularly Trump.
So how could we trust the people who were at these events? Do we have to just naturally assume as news consumers that these people walking around in costumes, arching their eyebrows at the candidates, that they are some kind of paid political person?
You've got a lot better chance of getting the full story today than you did, say, 10 or 15 years ago. And this is a really great example. Because this was being broadcast live on the internet, as soon as she started asking questions, people who were watching the event and having a conversation on Twitter, they started checking her background, and they found two things. First, they found her Twitter feed, and they could tell that she had retweeted lots of stuff from the Bush campaign. And then they also found her online resume, because what college student doesn't have her resume online?
Yeah, of course.
And that listed her as working for the Bush campaign. So most likely, we're going to get the backstory of any individual who manages to make national TV by asking a question. This is not Joe the plumber.
Kelly, do you think this makes people more cynical than they already are about campaigns and events like this?
Sure, maybe. People who are prone to be cynical would say it's all staged, it's all pre-planned. I'm actually not that cynical. I concede that much of what we see on a campaign is staged. But this exchange wasn't that polished. This student, her questions were a little clever, but they were also really clunky, kind of the thing that you would expect from an unpolished college student. And I thought the exchange was revelatory. I learned a little bit about Donald Trump's positions.
Well, Kelly McBride of the Poynter Institute for Media Studies, I guess this goes to show you that political theater is just that, right?
And some of it's improv.